This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Good morning.
Good news to start the day. Gibbons, you're back.
Yes.
You have good news to start the day?
My good news is that this is the greatest sports period, I will say, in my time in this state. We got the Bucks winning 14 straight.
Yeah. Jeez,
we got the Packers 14. Winning on top of the world.
Yeah.
I love sports.
Was the game crappy, though, the Packer game? Who cares? We won.
They got the Badgers in the Rose Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Tell me, how do you lose the Big Ten championship but still go to the Rose Bowl?
Because you're that damn good. That's how and why.
I'm just curious how that works. I never understood college football. Like the whole tournament works, and there's bowl games, and there's the toilet bowl, and a Fiesta bowl, and
all
a chip
damn
bowl.
Bowls are back.
So many bowls.
I will give you a distinct, a real big explanation off the air. I promise.
It's me too.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you.
I don't need the explanation.
I thought you were going to give the explanation with me. I was like, all right.
No, tell him off the air.
Oh, okay.
My good news is that I brought something for Allie to make the room more comfortable for her, and I'm wondering how long it's going to. I wonder how long it's going to take for her to realize what's in the room.
I realized it, but I thought it was something you guys did last week. I immediately realized. You're warm.
See ya. Warmer. Yeah. Warmer.
You're warmer.
Warmer.
You're getting cold. You're getting cold.
Left.
You're getting cold.
Yeah.
You're getting cold.
Yeah.
You're getting cold. There you go.
Jewish star on top of the Christmas tree.
Took me 10 minutes to put on top because it's a very flimsy, cheap Jewish star.
Oh, my
no
God.
No pun intended. Alive with Hanukkah and Christmas. Christmaka.
Yeah.
That is. We love all people.
That is the number one Hanukkah tree topper.
Because it says so on the package.
Every holiday season, millions of people wrestle with the familiar dilemma. Candy canes or chocolate gelt? Spin the dreidel or kiss under the mistletoe? Oh. Now you can do both.
What if I switch out that one and mine at home? And I take the one you got and I give us a better one here.
Oh, that's funny.
That's fine.
Well, thanks, Riggs.
You're welcome.
He
Happy
did tell
Hanukkah.
Me he had a gift and I didn't know what it was.
Right.
As soon as I walked in, oh, they must have put it.
Nice.
And it's a nice little surprise.
Well, my good news is I didn't get a ticket because I drove like a maniac to work. And the reason I say that is because my nanny she didn't set her alarm. Mm-hmm. But that's not the problem. There's a cop right by the radio station.
Yes, I know. So
only I come from the other direction. So I was going crazy.
Is he there again?
Yeah, he's still there. I was driving like a maniac, but I did. I was, what, 20 feet from passing him, and I would probably have gotten a ticket. So I didn't, because I didn't pass him. I turned right before he would have had to whip a Yui.
He's in Hale's Corners. He's taking a nap. It's like 5:30 in the morning. Come on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
That's something to be proud of about Wisconsin. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. Probably not, though. It's 103.7 KISS FM. Remember last year when Wisconsin, they did the list of the drunkest cities in America?
Yeah.
And 12 of the 20, 12 of the top 20 were Wisconsin. No, 10 of the last, 10 of the top 20.
Yeah, something like that.
So we're sad.
We drink a bit here.
This year, 12 of the top 20 are from Wisconsin.
So we got another two, baby.
Yeah. Appleton, number one. Oshkosh. Green Bay, Madison, La Crosse was on the list.
All
Fond du Lac.
The college towns, have you noticed that?
Fond du Lac, Eau Claire, Wausau, Sheboygan, Racine was on there. Janesville, Beloit. It's the college towns in the boonies where there's nothing else to do except drink.
Most of those have college Packers games, though.
Milwaukee, Waukesha, West Dallas. Those were all on the list.
So basically the entire state.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you are within the sound of our voices here, your town is probably on this list. And
you know what they screen kids for reading? They should screen us for alcoholism. In eighth grade. Here's the test scores. Here's the alcoholism rate.
Mm-hmm. Nationwide, 18% of adults drink excessively. 26% of adults do it in Appleton. So that's crazy. 26% of adults drink excessively in Appleton.
Well,
that's one in four.
And we think it's normal.
Hold on, though. Define excessively. They'll call blacking out, passing out.
Excessively is in a single occasion for men having five or more drinks and for women having four or more drinks.
Which, again, is
not much to us, which is the problem.
That's a happy hour. Come on, man.
See what I mean?
Just let us live.
We wonder why. Your first DUI is like a misdemeanor. It's like a throwaway thing in here.
Which is unbelievable.
The only state in the country that I know of. There may be other ones, but it's ridiculous. It should be like a criminal offense.
It's not even a slap on the wrist. It's like a hard handshake.
No, it is like a hard handshake.
You know?
It's like,
right.
Don't
here's
do it
a little.
Again.
Here's a fine. Don't do it again. Watch this video. Have a nice day.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So be proud of it. Probably not good to be proud of that, but something to be mindful of around the holidays when there's booze flowing everywhere.
Amen, brother.
Hey, Cirque du Soleil tickets coming up next on the Morning Quickie. Hold on.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so this is the funniest thing I've seen on a Monday morning. It just made me giggle, and I hope it makes you giggle too. The famous Ray J. We all know him from, let's be real, Kim Kardashian's, you know, sex tape.
Uh-huh.
And of course, he's Brandy's little brother, but whatever. Anyway, Ray J has this new product. It's these glasses. They are literally glasses you can get, and he says they're unbreakable. Now, I've seen commercials because it's just Ray J in the commercial going, I came out with these new glasses. He might even have headphones, too.
Really?
And these are the best headphones. And then, so he's got all these products he's coming out with. But while the glasses are neat in the sense that you can flip them down like a convertible if you just want to use them as readers. Like, he's got all these weird things you can do with them.
Gadgets on the glasses.
He stands by them being unbreakable.
Yeah.
So he's on this, he's doing this interview, which is being filmed, by the way, like a podcast that's being filmed.
Yeah.
Sure.
And the host says they're unbreakable. And he's like, yeah, they're unbreakable. So the host.
Ray J is very insistent on it, too. Like, he's like, they're unbreakable. They're unbreakable.
And the host said, I bet I could break these. And Ray J's like, no, they're unbreakable. And he said, don't challenge me, Ray J. And he's like, go ahead. So the guy takes, as Ray J's selling his glasses to the world.
Unbreakable.
The guy takes the glasses and just breaks them.
With great ease.
Come on.
It is the most awkward thing I've ever seen. And Ray J just sits there staring for like 5 seconds because he doesn't know what to say. I mean, his whole, say goodbye to that product.
Yeah.
You would think before the interview, the guy would be like, these aren't really unbreakable. And Ray J would go, no, they're not. Don't F with them, dude. Don't
you
screw with them.
Nowadays with interviews, you can't BS people.
No.
Because they're not going to go, we're so happy your product's unbreakable. Great job. That's for the ones that suck that don't go anywhere. The podcast people are the ones that are going, those are breakable. Let me break them.
And
you
then
know what I mean?
They broke.
Yeah.
I've seen, do you remember the wireframe ones they used to have a while ago where you could like twist them around, the wireframe ones that would bend?
Yes.
Super flexible.
Yeah. And you could put them back and forth and they would go right back to the way you
like
had
I remember
them.
Yeah. Those, but these look like plastic. I was looking at these glasses going, there's no way those are unbreakable. He's going to break those in 2 seconds.
And
sure
guess
enough,
what?
Sure enough, bink, snap, ding.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. Karen, sit down. Shut up.
Karen.
Jeez, man.
Karen, man.
What now?
Well, if you're not familiar with the term Karen, it's not a woman named Karen. This could her name could have been Allison or Betty or Rebecca. I don't know what her name was.
Yeah?
But a Karen is basically usually an entitled mom with 3 kids. Karen is never given to a child. Karen is just spawned one day with a short haircut and 3 kids and asking where the manager is.
Yeah, you've never seen a little kid named Karen.
Never met a child named Karen. Never. Never.
But they always do something to piss everybody off. That's why they're called Karen.
Yep.
And
I've always heard rumors and stories about Karens, and I've heard the legend of Karen, but until I encountered one this weekend, you guys.
Oh.
At Target, right? We ordered online, my wife, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Got this little miniature penguin, right? Little mini penguin that she wanted to put in the house. But when it arrived in the box, the thing was like all tilted and it wouldn't stand up and it kept falling over.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to position it and the feet broke off because it was just a piece of junk. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is terrible. So I'm going to take it back to the store real quick.
Yeah.
So I'm standing in line at
Target.
Thank you.
That's where I get all my clearance deals, the people that return stuff online. But I digress.
Well,
go ahead.
Feel free to go buy this broken penguin at the Franklin Target. Go ahead. So I'm sitting there waiting for this woman. When I walk up, this woman is standing there very visibly frustrated. She's got 2 kids, not 3, but 2 kids in her shopping cart, right?
Oh, geez. How old are the kids?
Probably 5 and 7, all right?
Okay.
Horror. Yeah.
All right? So they're running around, and Karen is there with her fingers on the counter.
Oh, she's not
tapping
doing
them. Tapping them on the counter, and I go, oh my God, is this a real Karen in the wild?
No way.
Am I seeing a Karen in the wild right now?
Their natural habitat.
And I realize when the Target employee comes back apologizing to this Karen because she can't redeem her coupon. Because
Karen always has a coupon.
Uh-huh.
Karen was mad that her coupon expired the day before. And they wouldn't let her use it on the day of.
These people have got to get a life.
Because Karen was like, it just expired yesterday and I couldn't make it in yesterday. So you're telling me I can't use this coupon today. And they said, no, ma'am, I'm sorry. I went back and I talked to my manager. She says because it expired, our system won't let it go through. It just won't
work.
What?
I don't really know what the question is. It expired.
Yeah.
I don't even know why you're arguing with Karen.
Exactly.
I'd be like, Karen, it expired. I don't really know why we're arguing.
So I wanted to yell at Karen, and I wanted to wrap my arms around Karen and go on her shoulders and go, listen, it expires for a reason. Get the hell out of the way. I just want to return this penguin. For the love of God, Karen.
Jesus, he's triggered.
Very triggered.
I'd never seen a Karen in the wild before.
You know why
he's
triggered? Because he returns stuff all the time.
I know. I just wanted to walk in and return that penguin and be done with my life. By the way, we looked up this weekend what the male equivalent of a Karen is.
What's the male name?
It's a Kyle.
Karen and Kyle.
So the Kyle.
I never knew any Jaggy Kyles.
Kyle is the guy with the khaki pleated pants, probably a tucked in polo shirt. He's got two kids, and Kyle's always upset because his wife couldn't get something done, so he comes in and complains for his wife. That's what Kyle's do. You got Karens, you got Kyles, they exist in the world. Don't be a Karen, please. Just don't.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So the breaking news yesterday in the music world, unfortunately, sad stuff, was that Juice WRLD, who you just heard right there, died at the age of 21 at the airport in Chicago. Flew in on a private jet.
To Midway,
around,
I think.
3:30 a.m. Yeah. Yes, Midway Airport, the crappy one on the south side.
Right.
Uh-huh.
But Southwest only flies out of Midway. Don't get me started in Chicago. Another story. Anyway, so he flies in on a private jet. And as soon as he landed, he's walking through the airport. He has a seizure. He said he was bleeding from the mouth. Paramedics came. He was alive, but they rushed him to a hospital and he died. So 21 years old, and then came out. This was his big song in the summer of 2018 that came out, which we just played.
Lucid Dreams.
Yeah, that was his big like rise.
Yep.
He's worked with a lot of people like Travis Scott.
Yep.
And, you know, celebs were posting yesterday that they were heartbroken, like Camila Cabello and Lil Nas X.
Drake,
and I was just reading lyrics. This guy, he has lyrics that says, we ain't going to make it past 21.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
He had a tweet that he put in 2017. Did you see this one? This was a tweet. It says, my goal is to get overly famous, shine for a couple of years, then fake my death.
Oh.
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear that.
People dug up this tweet, and now people are like, please say that this is what he's doing, and he's faking his death. Please, Juice, don't make this tweet reality. People don't want him to be dead, but weird stuff like that. People want to dig things up on the internet. They had like a video of him on an Instagram Live at some sort of Illuminati ceremony where they said he sold his soul, and that's why he died.
What the hell?
People want to dig up some weird things when people die. It doesn't make sense, no.
It's the internet, bro. I mean, come on.
Well, it's hard to make sense of a death when somebody's 21.
Very true.
You know? So Juice WRLD, who you're hearing in the background, has died 21 years old after having a seizure at Midway Airport in Chicago. And that's all we know. They're going to do an autopsy and everything. But that's literally all we know.
Oh, man.
Sad stuff.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
What are you putting your man through? Putting your man in the situation for.
I just got a text that said, what did I do?
Oh, dear God.
No, he didn't know.
Even he feels like he's done something wrong.
Buckle up, baby. Here we go.
You missed it on Friday being gone because I was talking to Riggs off the air about how I am now 40.
Yes,
and
I knew that.
And I noticed things around my face start to wrinkle a little more, bags under my eyes, just the aging of skin, right?
I think you look beautiful, though.
Thank you, Gibbons.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And while I don't dislike my face, there are things that are starting to bother me on my skin as I get older that I can't fight, okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I had to come to terms with, damn it, I'm old and I'm going to get work done. What the hell? And by work, I mean like Botox, okay? I'm not getting a facelift or anything.
You're not alone. I know a lot of women that do Botox.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, Riggs.
Yes.
They're not talking about it, and it's pissing me off.
Right.
Because when I started looking into it, and I started asking all these women that I thought just had great skin at, you know, 30, 35, 40, all these bitches are getting Botox.
And
I was like, you do? And then I ask the next child, like, do you get Botox? And they'd be like, yeah.
I know
like,
women
you
in their
do.
I know women in their 20s that are getting Botox.
There are now, which yes. I know a girl that started in her 20s. I'm not that crazy,
bro.
But
so now
crazy,
we have to
right?
we have to wonder if females in their 20s or 30s, like the TMZ article, good genes or good ducks.
But actually, you come don't have on, to worry man. About a thing. As a woman, I have to feel not bad about it, and I'm not question myself. But I told Riggs, I said, there's things I want to get done. I've got some skin issues from my weight loss, major issues there. I need to deal
with. Well, yeah, you've lost 150. Pounds,
yeah, so I found this medical spa and I'm going to it, this place in Elm Grove, Forever Young. But so then I tell Pottery Guy, hey, I'm gonna get some Botox.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get some stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm telling Riggs about this because you know what his response was.
Riggs or Pottery Guy?
Pottery Guy says, well, this is really a trap convo. For a man.
Yes, 100%.
Yes, right? He said, I don't know what to say. I like you. I think you're great. I'm going to smooch you no matter what. So just be happy. And like I wrote him back, Pottery Guy, and I said, you are so right. I said, it's women 100% do that fishing for compliments, or they want you to say, don't do the work. I said, this is literally a me telling you I'm doing it and I don't care.
Uh-huh.
But then I looked at Riggs and I said, dude, this is so true for guys. Like, if you just are talking to the guy about, I want to get something done, I want to, you know, get a little Botox or this or fix that.
And he goes, go right ahead.
He can't. Well, I was, yeah. I mean, well, luckily, I don't care.
You say, go right ahead. And it's like, what? You think I need to have work done? What's wrong with my body? What's that? Well, tell me, what happens to be done? And if you say, you don't need to, you can't win either way.
Because
it's an impossible situation, dude.
A lot of women, if you then don't say you look fine, will get insecure, even more insecure about that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I get it. So I said, oh, it's like it is the trap convo. Like, women cannot talk to dudes about getting work done or getting anything done with their appearance because a man can't win.
Do you see what I'm saying? 100 million percent. And I agree with that. Gibbons, I equated this to her by a woman going, do you think she's pretty? When your woman
100%.
Says, do you think she's 100%. Pretty? Because now, do I think she's pretty? If I say no, well, you're lying. Of course she's pretty. She's way prettier than I am. Why wouldn't you say, just tell the truth? And if you say yes, oh, are you checking out other women? Is that what's going on? You can't win in that situation. You can't put your man in that situation.
You know where you can win, though?
Where?
When you're dealing with your sister and not your man. So, hey, Allie. You're going to get some work done, huh?
Sure, Gibbons, yeah.
I'm damn proud of it, because you know what? You could use some, girlfriend, and I'm going to drop the mic right there.
I think so, yes.
Well, I was just telling him that I'm going to get work done. I'm going to get Botox. I'm going to start doing these things women do as they get older, and I don't care. I'm going to a medical spa, and I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is a trap convo. I don't really know what you want me to say right now, because if I say you need it, you know, then you're going to get upset. And if I say you don't need it, you know, he's like, so I can't win. I'm like, you're right. It's fair. You can't win.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, do you, and let me be.
All right. Well, somebody thinks they have an answer to this. Anna?
I do.
What is it?
Allie, like you, I have lost 100 pounds.
Ooh, you go, girl.
Nice. Congrats.
Yeah. And so my husband, when I went to him and said, I want to have a little nip and a tuck and a lift, he was like, I love you no matter what.
Yep.
You are who you are.
Yeah.
I mirrored you when you were bigger. Now you're smaller and I still love you. And I see the struggle that you feel in your own skin. And if it makes you feel comfortable, I love you. And again, no matter what you are, I love you.
Yeah,
it's true, because that's going to make your confidence higher, which then should help your love life and overall life, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, Allie.
As long as you're not extreme and crazy about it, you know what I
mean? Right.
So what you're saying is Pottery Guy needs to say, I love you, and they need to go to the next level.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's basically what they're saying, right? That's the answer.
Yep.
I can do a little extra.
Love will always find a way.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye. There you go. Just take it to the next level,
Allie.
Yeah,
lots of texts. Thank you for your texts. Lots of people texting in saying only psycho women ask if you think a girl is hot and then get mad when you say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a trap question.
What's the correct answer when a woman says, do you think I'm gaining weight? Do you think I'm fatter?
I would say, you know what? I'm trying to think of a good response because, yeah.
I don't know what the good response is.
You know what you should say?
What?
Why don't you go weigh yourself, get on the scale and find out.
That?
Yeah.
But what if she's saying that to you?
I gained weight. Get on the scale and find out then.
What if she's saying that to you?
Know you're skinny?
What if she's saying to you knowing that she gained weight and she goes, I already got on the scale? Because that Riggs,
I don't know. I stopped talking about my body about 5 years ago because Riggs and Gibbons would talk to me about, like, you guys taught me that it's not attractive when women are insecure with their bodies in the bedroom.
Amen.
So I, even when I'm having a bad day, ladies, and you know what I'm talking about, where I hate my body, I just act like I love it. You cannot do it in front of the dudes.
I've said
do
that
it
before,
with your girlfriends.
Too.
Do it in your own room.
I did say that
I
once.
That from you guys.
I said, you know what's not a turn on is you talking about your body like that, because I think it's gorgeous no
like
matter what.
Like saying something's wrong with it.
Yes.
Like if I were to go, oh my God, I have fat on my stomach or something. Or
shut up.
Don't look at my body.
So do I. Come here, look at mine.
Right. I'm not saying that. I'm saying like
right.
That would be the
equating,
example.
Totally.
That's what I would say. Shut up and look at my fat. Here, touch it. Come here. Touch it. Come here.
Come on.
We want to go to see Camila Cabello.
Ooh.
Oh, we got your tickets coming up next on 103.7 Kiss FM.
A wise man once said, don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
Yes, hey, there you go.
Amen to that.
Thanks
text.
For that text to 71037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Gibbons, what the hell did your mom do? Now,
bro, so it's
who's that living here now?
Yeah, my mother lives here now with me, my girlfriend, my girlfriend's two kids, our two dogs, my mom's dog, two cats, and a new fish.
Because they're gluttons for punishment.
In a West Dallas duplex, an upper two bedrooms, five people. I understand it's crazy, right?
Yes.
But this is
someone
even crazier.
Said, it's like a Polish family. That's what somebody said to me when I asked
right.
me about it.
Pure Wisconsin.
So Mama G leaves over the weekend to go to work, right? She's working at the safe house now, working the front door. If you see her, say hello and give her a hug, right? And I get a text from her. She goes, I think I'm getting pulled over. Might be bad. And I'm like, oh,
when is this?
God, this was Saturday at like 5:15.
Did you go to the Dells?
Oh, we did not go to the Dells.
Oh, you didn't.
I woke up Thursday with a fever of 101. No, Friday with a fever of 101.5. And I was illing over the weekend. So we did not go to the Dells.
I would have left his ass. I would have taken the kids and left. I can't believe they stayed if you had a fever.
Yeah,
I literally
either.
Would have been out, dude. Anyway, sorry, I had to set the scene. Sorry.
Okay, so, then,
you're there.
So I'm home. Mama G says getting pulled over might not be good. And then I start to sweat because I'm like, does she have warrants out? Does my mom not have a license? Does my mom have a gun on her? I don't know because she's Mama G. She's a bit of a savage, right?
That escalated quickly.
My mother's a savage. Do you know that?
Right.
So 10 minutes later, then the phone rings with a phone call and it's Mama G. And I'm like, oh God, is she getting arrested? Does she need bail money? What's going on? I pick it up and she goes, hey, Ryan. I go, yeah, Mom. She goes, score another one for the good guys. And I go, what the hell happened? Well, Ryan, I'm driving down the street, and I'm just driving, going about my day, and an officer pulls me over.
An officer.
The officer says to me, ma'am, do you know why I pulled you over? And I said, I don't know, officer. I'm just trying to go to work. And I batted my eyelashes at him.
I'm sure.
And this is my mother talking to me about how she gets pulled over by a cop.
It's not even exaggeration, I bet.
No.
Ryan, the officer asked me if I knew what the speed limit was. I told him, I don't know, 45, because that's what I thought it was. He told me, oh no, he told me the speed limit was 30 miles an hour. And then the officer asked me how fast I was going. I said, I don't know, 45, because that's what I thought the speed limit was.
Quit asking me questions you already know. Just shut up and give me a ticket or let me off with a warning.
The cop tells me I was doing 52 in a 30 mile an hour zone.
Whoa.
So I started to panic. I started to breathe real heavy. I told him, I just moved here from New Jersey. I didn't know. And guess what, you guys?
He told her she could go because she moved here?
The cop lets my mom go doing 20 something.
It's not like they don't have speed limits in New Jersey. Come on.
And you know full well she doesn't know how to get around. She was using her GPS to get to work. And you know what is on your GPS as you're getting directions?
What?
The speed limit in the bottom left-hand corner.
Give me a second, Gibbons.
Okay.
Riggs,
is
he mad his mom didn't get a ticket? I'm confused here.
Yeah,
it sounds like he's actually mad.
She's not going to learn her lesson about speeding.
How old is your mother now?
My mother is 57 years young.
I just learned her lesson.
I thought
She's
you were
going
to be like, this is awesome. My mom didn't get it. You're like, and she didn't get one. Can you believe that?
She's never going to learn her lesson, that mother of mine.
Wow.
If you keep getting away with murder, mother, you're never going
who
to learn
you?
Your lesson.
Okay, Jesus. Who are you?
And by the way, clean your room and do the dishes,
and also,
mother.
And also, get off my lawn.
That's right. See, also.
Who is Gibbons? Lives with kids for one
he's
year.
He's trying
look
to be. He's the parent. He's the parent now in the
She's
house.
She's getting away with everything. The woman gets away with everything.
You invited her to live here, dude.
I know, but I thought this would be a learning experience. And it is for me that my mother's
a
saint,
hysterical.
Apparently.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, Rewind.
You got a hell to the no.
Hell no.
I'll start tonight. I'm not even asking if I can start. I'll just go first.
Allie has like a kind of angry look on her face to start things off. I don't know, she's pissed.
I wasn't going to bring this up. Oh, you're the one that's going to bring it up. Go ahead.
Gibbons. Oh, God. Our boss had his holiday party.
Yeah.
And I brought Pottery Guy, which I was already scared to do, okay?
Yeah.
It's a big deal. I'm like, no, these are like everyday people in my life. There's like 50 of them, okay?
Hell to the yeah, okay.
The door opens.
Yes.
Our boss walks down the stairs of his split-level house and goes, welcome. And then I hear everyone go, 3, 2, 1, hi, Pottery Guy!
Oh!
What's wrong with that?
I wanted to run away and hide. I didn't even want to walk in after that. I couldn't.
You were bringing a boyfriend to a work function for the first time ever.
Bro. Awkward.
You made it awkward by bringing
our boss's new chick. Nobody went, hey, welcome.
You're bringing
how awkward.
Okay. Hold on.
Listen, people have heard about him on the radio. They've ever seen him in person. They think he's a ghost. They don't think he's a real person.
This is what will scare me away. Is people screaming, hi, Pottery Guy, when I take him to my first work party.
You blab about him on the radio 24/7. What's wrong with that?
So what? But I'm in a room alone. Let me make your point.
Shut up, Allie. Let me make your point.
Shut up, Allie.
Briggs. Okay.
He sounds like Pottery Guy now.
Okay. The boss's party is a room full of radio personalities, radio people. It's all type A lions that are just waiting to get a joke in.
They're all outgoing.
And Allie brings in a nice little gazelle.
A gazelle.
Yes. And immediately you pounce on the damn guy. You make him. Oh, come on.
Of course. We wanted to make him feel welcome. I thought it was a nice gesture.
They wanted to make me
cringe. You know what?
Yeah,
and it
worked.
It was me. It was my idea.
Oh, you bad guy.
I told everybody. I go, yell hello, Pottery Guy, when he walks in.
You did to make it super awkward.
No, to
you
welcome
gave
him.
A pimple.
To welcome
it's
him.
It's all your fault.
Allie's got stress zits and it's all rigid.
To welcome him. No, if you're going to blab about him on the radio and you're going to bring him to a work function, we're going to make it awkward. Welcome.
Why?
Welcome to
Anyone
reality.
Anyone that gets in a relationship, it has to be, I mean, this is like the epitome. Yeah. Why does it have to be so freaking awkward?
It's not awkward.
Well, listen.
We made him feel very welcome, didn't we?
Well, he didn't even hear it, quite frankly, because he was too far down by the coats.
Uh-huh.
And I said, did you hear that? And he goes, no, what happened? I go, nothing.
Nothing
I told everyone it was too early. I was like, he didn't hear it. Damn it.
Shame
do it again.
On
do
you.
It again.
Shame.
Take
on
two.
You.
Two.
Then I go walk up into the crowd, Gibbons. Oh, so embarrassed. And then I left him because I was just running.
And then you left.
I left Pottery Guy by the stairs because I was so uncomfortable. I just ran. Yeah.
The lonely gazelle in the room full of lions.
He's
Allison.
Not a gazelle.
In this instance, he's a young gazelle trying to trollop through the woods, and you bring him into the lion's den and leave him alone. Shame on you. You're a terrible girlfriend.
I found him eating by the food.
That was kind of funny, Gibbons. You're funny sometimes.
Just sometimes.
Okay, he's a great not boyfriend. What's your hell to the no?
While Allie is being outed for bringing Pottery Guy to a party, I'm on vacation for the weekend with a fever and having Allie haunt my fever dreams. You want to know how? I swear to God.
I'll find you.
Allie's thing with Pottery Guy is to post photos of Allie and Pottery Guy on Facebook and Instagram and put an emoji, something over his face.
Yeah.
I kid you not, no BS. While I'm on vacation trying to live my best life, I'm sleeping, and I have a dream that Allie posted a photo without the thing on Pottery Guy's face, and it was a full-blown breakdown because of it. I kid you not.
Oh.
You're haunting my dreams while I'm on vacation. Swear to God.
Well... there may be pictures of him without something on his face soon. I'll leave it at that. You have to listen to Tinder Tuesday for that update.
Oh, color me excited. Oh, my God. I'm going to pass out right now.
You might pass out. I always think the update's going to make you pass out. This one might make you pass out.
I think I know what it is. Tomorrow at 720.
I got to press buttons. I got to go.
Go ahead.
Jesus, God.
You got to hell to the no. Text it to 71037. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind, you know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Jeez. Kiss FM, it's Riggs and Allie. Sorry, my life is changing before my eyes right now.
The hell's going on over there, dude?
The new Ghostbusters trailer dropped and I'm a nerd and I want to watch it. So can we get this over with so I can go watch it on the internet, please?
Hey, wait.
There's a new Ghostbusters movie coming out. No, this is like the one with Dan Aykroyd.
Did we have a remake already?
I thought we did.
Yeah, we did with the women, though.
I didn't even know.
We did with the females, but now this is the one with like the actual people from Ghostbusters, with Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and the guy, Ernie Hudson.
There you go.
Who played Winston. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And Paul Rudd's in it.
He said, yeah.
And
the like, kid from, I feel, the kid I feel from Stranger, nothing. You think I'd get the feels.
And the kid from Stranger Things is in it. I've got feels.
What? I didn't know it was real. I saw a couple of people posting on Facebook, but I thought it was just another, oh, what it would be awesome if this happened.
Right. So I learned two things this morning on show number 803. I learned, one, that there's a new Ghostbusters trailer.
Uh-huh.
And two, more importantly, that Allie revealed Pottery Guy to The Office at The Office Christmas party over the weekend. And then got mad when I had everybody say, hi, Pottery Guy.
You walk into a house.
Yeah.
Right?
There's 30 people standing there.
Giving him a warm welcome. I thought it would be nice.
Making it awkward.
Yes.
Awkward
that's
AF,
what we call
dude.
It.
No, it was very nice.
And then you have to walk in and say hello to people that just screamed at you.
Yes. I thought it was
so
nice.
Awkward.
And he got along with everybody very well.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And I knew
it's
he wouldn't
version
care.
Of Allie. He doesn't care.
That's why I knew he wouldn't.
Problem.
That's why he knew he wouldn't care. And
oh
I didn't
God.
Mind orchestrating that. What did you learn on the show this morning, Allie?
I learned that Gibbons freaked out because Mama G called and she had gotten pulled over by the police.
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to say, you know, he was so worried. She's going to get a ticket for going 20 over the speed limit, 50 and a 30. But she just moved here, so she didn't know. And then at the end, I realized he's not worried about her getting a ticket. He's mad. She didn't get a ticket.
Yeah.
And I said, you're only unhappy for your family.
Look
only people you're unhappy for, your family.
Look.
Oh, you didn't get a ticket? Damn, I'm mad.
You can't see Gibbons right now, but he's Mr. Social Justice Warrior with his hands on his hips.
Listen,
all of a sudden.
High and mighty.
That savage was doing almost double the speed limit in a residential area. Luckily, she was wearing her safety belt because my mother's not that silly.
Right.
But she'll never learn her lesson. Dang it. Do you hear me, young lady? If you're listening, young lady, do you hear me?
She's just be glad they didn't search the car. Jeez.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, what?
He says it like he's paying the ticket. Are you paying the ticket?
No. I hope not. Oh, Ryan, I don't know what happened with my last paycheck. I must have spent it at the bar. Can you pay this ticket
no,
for
Mom,
me?
No, Mom, I can't.
No, Mother.
Gibbons, what'd you learn on the show this morning?
I learned on the show this morning that Riggs has come. You know how Riggs is always on the hunt for Bigfoot?
Yep.
And we don't know if Bigfoot exists.
Uh-huh.
Well,
what do you mean we don't?
We don't know if Bigfoot exists.
Okay, we don't know.
Hey, you don't know?
He had a run-in with another mythical creature over the weekend, and we weren't sure if she exists, and that was Karen at Target. She had three kids, a bad attitude, a bunch of coupons, and wanted to speak to the manager.
The Karen approaches.
Damn Karen.
She approaches the return desk.
Crikey.
Trying to use a coupon that expired yesterday.
She's mad.
She's been denied by the manager, but she's pissed off with a short haircut and her two kids.
She's mad now.
And she spilled the coffee, and now she's pissed off at the world.
And did I tell you her husband hates her short haircut, but he won't tell her?
Uh-huh.
Her husband's name is Kyle, and he's
mad.
Too.
Yes. She doesn't know why her husband's so mad. It's because he hates Karen's short haircut.
Yes. Yes.
Throw your hair out,
yes.
Karen, and get a sense of humor. You can catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.